Today's shiur is Masechet Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, and we will begin on Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Lulav Shiva, the lulav we make a bracha on every day of the 7 days of Sukkot, for Sukkah Yom Echad. But a Sukkah we only make a bracha once at the beginning of Yontif, for the entire Yontif. My Tama, Lulav the Mafsiki Leilois Miyamim, Dala Minim are only taken by day, not by night. So since the nights separate every day into a separate day, Kol Yom Mitzvah Ba'apay Nafshehu. Every day is an independent mitzvah, and you make a bracha every day separately. However, Sukkah D'loy Mafsiki Leilos Miyamim, Sukkah that we don't separate, you're supposed to be in the Sukkah 24/7, Kula Shiva Kechad Yom Aruchadami, all 7 days are considered like one continuous span of time, and one bracha at the beginning of Yontif is made, and that lasts for the entire Yontif. I saw a very interesting question. According to this concept, that if a mitzvah begins and doesn't have any interruption, you make one bracha at the beginning, and then you don't make another bracha again, why do we make Birchas HaTorah every day? You're supposed to learn Vagisa Bayoyim V'Laila. So we should make one bracha when we're by mitzvah, and that bracha should last us till the end of our lives. So I saw two answers. There's a Pnei Yeshua that says the Birchas HaTorah that we make every morning is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's not a bracha that we're making that we're going to do a mitzvah, and before we do a mitzvah we make a bracha. It's a Birchas HaYodah. It's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Chaya Olam Nota B'Sechenu, they gave us the Torah. So Birchas HaTorah, every day we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another answer I saw based on the Birkei Yosef. There are two mitzvahs in learning Torah. There's a mitzvah of Hagisa Bayoyim V'Laila, and there's a mitzvah of Vishinantan L'Vanecha, Shei Divrei Torah Mechudadim B'Ficha. The mitzvah of Shei Divrei Torah Mechudadim B'Ficha means that a person has to know all of Torah. How's he going to know all of Torah? He has to learn all the time that he can. That is one long, continuous mitzvah. But besides that, there's an obligation to learn and know the Torah, there's an obligation of Hagisa Bayoyim V'Laila. Every Jew is obligated to be Kovei Itim every day for learning. That's a separate Chiv obligation for every day. For that independent daily obligation, we have to make a bracha every day. Rabbi B'Chanam Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Shiva, he says the opposite. Sukkah we make a bracha every day, V'Lulav Yom Echad. And Lulav we make a bracha only once. My Tama, Sukkah Daraisa, the Chiv to eat in the Sukkah all 7 days is a Daraisa, Shiva all 7 days, Lulav, the Rabbanon, but the Chiv to take the Dalaminim is only on the first day with Daraisa, all the other days it's only with Rabbanon, and Sagle B'chadjoyim, therefore making a bracha once at the beginning is adequate. And as the Ritva explains, certainly this Man the Omer will agree, and that's the halacha. The Magen Avraham says this, that if somebody is at the beginning of Yontif, he sits himself down in the sukkah, and he doesn't leave the sukkah for all of sukkahs, he'll make one bracha at the beginning of Yontif, and that'll last for the entire Yontif. Here we're dealing with an individual, like most people, who don't sit in the sukkah 24/7, they leave the sukkah. So every time they come back in, since it's a chiv d'oraisa, they make a separate bracha. Whereas the lulav, we only have an obligation with the rights to take the lulav the first day, and that's why we make a bracha the first day, not the other days. And actually, as we're going to learn this at the halacha, we make a bracha every time we come into the sukkah, but there are a number of shailas l'alach l'maisa. One is the shaila we just discussed, the Magen Avraham says, it's only if you left, but if you would remain in the sukkah continuously, you would make only one bracha. Taz disagrees, we pass like the Magen Avraham. Another shaila is, when do you make the bracha? If somebody just walks into his sukkah, do you make a bracha? So the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam both hold the only time you make a leisha b'sukkah is if you sit down to eat a meal. However, they say, both agree that you don't make a leisha b'sukkah if you're going to sleep. They only disagree in the why. The Rosh says the reason is because you may try to go to sleep and not fall asleep. It'll be a bracha v'atala. The Rabbeinu Tam learns that Leisha B'Sukkah means a kviyas, and a kviyas is only when you eat. There's another interesting shaila. The shaila The shaila is, let's say someone is in the sukkah and he leaves, he has in mind when he sits down at the beginning of the meal that he's going to finish his meal in his friend's sukkah. When he goes to his friend's sukkah, does he make another bracha, leisha b'sukkah or not? It's machloikis. The Taz says you have to make a new bracha. The leisha b'sukkah from one sukkah cannot work for another sukkah. The Levush Yisrod says the leisha b'sukkah can work. Similar shaila is, let's say you're sitting in the sukkah and middle of the meal you realize you have to go daven mincha ma'ariv. So is that considered a hefsik that when you come back to the sukkah you have to make a leisha b'sukkah again? The many pious can say it is considered an interruption. The Bekura Yaakov says that mincha ma'ariv, which aren't such long tefillas, are not considered an interruption. Probably the best thing la'aloch is to bench, go daven. If you want to eat again, eat again. And now we have the third opinion, which is the halach l'maisa. Kiyasa Ravan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, echad zeh shiva. Both the sukkah and the lulav, we make a bracha every day separately. But as Tosfos points out, although the Gemara is comparing sukkah to lulav, they're not really identical. Because lulav, you only make a bracha once a day. You make a bracha on the tilas lulav when you take the lulav in the morning. And even if you'll take the lulav many other times during the day, you don't make another bracha. Sukkah, every time you sit down for a meal, you have to make a new bracha. Although there are Rishonim, not Tosfos, that say, interesting, let's say you take the lulav in the morning, to be Mekayim Mitzvah Natilas lulav, you make a bracha. Then let's say you'll take the lulav 2 hours later when you say Hallel, they say you should make another bracha. We don't pass in that way. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Nekoit the Rabbi B'Bachana B'Yotcha. Everybody agrees with Rabbi B'Bachana that says for Sukkah, we make second brachas, the kula meroi kaimik avasei. Everybody agrees that Rabbi Yochanan holds that by sukkah we make separate brachas every day. And since we have a rule throughout Shas that whenever we have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel, we've paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, so that's why on sukkah we make a bracha separately every day. The kula meroi kaimik avasei besukkah. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, hois lulav latzmoi, if somebody makes a lulav, so what is Ha'is Lulav L'Atzmai? So most Rishonim explain, it means when you tie the Dalaminim together. Asks Rabbi Yosha Ben Soloveitchik, we discussed many times that we hold the making the Egid and the Lulav is only a Hidda Mitzvah. So that's something you make a brach over? So he explains with a vart from Chaim. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos says that on Shabbos you're allowed to make a bris milah. But the halacha is that while you're doing the milah, not only are you allowed to cut the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, the parts that are essential, even the tzitzin she'en ha-ma'akvin. Either tzitzin she'en ha-ma'akvin are not an essential part of the mitzvah. So he says sometimes a hidda mitzvah becomes part of the mitzvah. Here too, even though we hold that tying the lulav with adasim daravis is only in a hidda mitzvah, it becomes a part of the mitzvah, and therefore you make a bracha when you tie it together. Others say oisul lulav latzmoy means when you buy the dalaminim. You make a baruch shechiyonu v'kimono la'giyonu, but Rashi points out it's only if you're buying it for yourself. Let's say I'm buying it for someone else, no bracha would be made. Not lulatzis pay, when you take it on yontif, oim a baruch shechiyonu mitzvoysov, v'tzivonu al natilas lulav. Even though the person made a bracha on the tilas lulav on the first day yontif, every day of yontif you have to make a bracha again when you take the dalaminim. Continues the brisa. If somebody makes a sukkah for himself, I'm a baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu. He makes a shechiyonu. Nichnas leishabai. If he goes to sit in it, I'm a ashikishanam tzatzutzona leishabasukkah. He makes a leishabasukkah when he comes into the sukkah. The kivin sheberach yom rishon. Once you make a leishah b'sukkah at the beginning of yontif, shuvenim avarach, you don't make any more bracha. So there are a number of points to mention. Tosfos says, the Gemara here says that you make a shechiyonu when you make the sukkah. Again, when you're making your own sukkah. What if you're making someone else's sukkah? According to Rashi, you would not make a bracha. Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi that perhaps you will make a bracha lasoy sukkah l'shma. When you make the shechiyonu, when you make the sukkah, do you make another shechiyonu on yontif? Or you already made a shechiyonu before yontif, when you made the sukkah? So Tosfos says, since you made a shechiyonu before yontif,
when you made the sukkah, you wouldn't make another shachiyon on the sukkah during Yontif.
I, Tosfos, asks, when you made the sukkah, it wasn't Yontif yet. So Tosfos says, and it's based on Ritva, Tosfos is very nice. Ritva says that this din is only if you make the sukkah within 30 days of Yontif. So since it's already Yontif time, it's within 30 days of Yontif. So the shachiyonu, even though you made it before Yontif, works that you shouldn't have to make another shachiyonu on Yontif. Ritva himself disagrees with Tosfos. Ritva says you would make two shachiyonus. You would make a shachiyonu when you make the sukkah, and you make another shachiyonu on Yontif itself. The Paiskim over here, starting with Rishonim and Tosfos, discuss when do you make a shachiyonu, which mitzvahs do you make a shachiyonu, and which mitzvahs don't you make a shachiyonu. So Tosfos, the Rishonim basically give two conditions. It has to be a mitzvah that you have simcha, that you enjoy doing, and you have another condition is that it comes mizman lizman. It doesn't come frequently. So the example Tosfos gives is a pinyan aben. Pinyan aben comes infrequently, and it's a tremendous simcha. Although some Rishonim ask there isn't a perfect simcha, because you have to pay the kayin, but basically, there's a simcha. There's a very famous machlokes Rishonim, if you make a shachiyonu by a bris milah. The Rambam paskins that you make a shachiyonu by a bris milah, and that is the minhag in Eretz Yisrael till today, that by bris milahs, in all circles, they make a shachiyonu. The Ramah, the Beis Yosef of the Ramah, we paskin that we don't make a shachiyonu by a bris milah. That's generally the minhag in Chutz Laaretz, not to make a shachiyonu by a bris milah. The machlokes is based on a number of factors. Number one, the shachiyonu, the bris milah comes with a tsar to the child, going through an operation. Another reason why others say you don't make a shachiyonu by a bris milah is because it's not an obligation of the father. Because the Gemara Masechta Gedushin says that let's say a child, Rachman son, doesn't have a father who's going to make him a bris milah. Bezdin has to make the bris milah. By pinyan aben, that is not the halacha. If the father doesn't make the pinyan aben, Bezdin has no obligation. The child, when he becomes adult, has to redeem himself. And again, also they say the bris milah is a much more frequent mitzvah than a pinyan aben. That's the machlokes on bris milah. I saw some interesting shailas. One shaila is, let's say somebody gives a sefer Torah. So it's a simcha, and it's mizman lizman, it doesn't happen frequently. Do you make a shachiyonu? So many paiskim indicate that perhaps you should, perhaps you shouldn't. I saw some paiskim say that you should buy yourself a new suit when you give a sefer Torah. So since you make a shachiyonu on the new suit, it'll work for the sefer Torah, which is not such an easy psak, because most people don't make a shachiyonu on a new suit. The Chaya Adam says that if somebody gives a shachiyonu, somebody gives a sefer Torah, and he's a tremendous simcha, he should make a shachiyonu. Another shaila is, let's say somebody's putting on a mezuzah. He bought a new house, or he moved into a new apartment. Should he make a shachiyonu when he puts on the mezuzah? So again, a machloik is a paiskim. Most paiskim say we don't make. I once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun the Shaila, when I bought a house, when I put on the mezuzahs, should I make a shachiyonu? So he said to me a very interesting psak. He says, you have a mortgage, so it's not such a big simcha. He says, by the time you pay off the mortgage, it'll be an old house. That is another Shaila. The Rishonim ask, sukkah and lulav, we're learning something very interesting, that when we're just preparing to do the mitzvah, we already make a bracha. We don't find such a concept in any other mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that we make a shachiyonu when we prepare a shofar for Rosh Hashanah, or when we prepare Chanukah menorah or oil or candles for Chanukah. Why are lulav and sukkah unique that even when you just prepare for the mitzvah, you make a bracha? So the Rishonim all grapple with the shaila, but I saw a very nice pshat. Chanukah, shofar, are mitzvahs that I don't have to do myself. I could be yoitz if somebody, one person blows the shofar for a whole shul. The halacha is on Chanukah, neri shabaisai. One person can light for the whole family. We'll say that even that's not necessarily required. We'll learn later in the shir. Lulav and sukkah, as we've learned in this masechta, you can't rely on someone else. You have to sit in the sukkah. You have to take the dalaminim. That's why these mitzvahs are unique. And you have to make a bracha. We make a bracha even in the time of preparation. The only question is, so why when you bake matzahs, don't you make a bracha? Matzahs, you can't rely on somebody else eating matzahs for you. You have to eat your own matzahs. So I saw that the Mepharshim say that matzahs is a tircha. to prepare matzahs, and therefore you don't make a bracha shachiyanu when it involves a tircha. The bracha of leisha b'sukkah, is an interesting machlokes rishonim also. The Rambam says the leisha b'sukkah you make as you enter the sukkah, you're standing in the sukkah, before you sit down, you make the leisha b'sukkah. Like all mitzvahs, before you do the mitzvah, you make the bracha. Our minig is not like that. Our minig is that after you wash and after you make the hamaitzi, you say the leisha b'sukkah after hamaitzi or after kiddush, which we'll talk about a little later. But ask the Gemara, kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah sukkah. We learned that you make a bracha on the lulav only once. Here it says you make a bracha every day. We learned that you make a bracha on sukkah every day, and here it says you make it only once. Says the Gemara, Bishlam alulav alulav lakasha. The way we can reconcile the question on lulav, kam bezman she beis hamidrash kayim, kam bezman she beis hamidrash kayim. When the beis hamidrash stood, so there was a chiv the rice in the migdosh, as we learned, to take the lulav every day, so that's why you make a bracha every day. When the beis hamidrash is not standing, so the chiv is only the first day, you only make a bracha on the first day. El sukkah sukkah kasha. Here it says you make a bracha on sukkah every day, here it says only once. Says the Gemara Tanahi, it's based on a machlokes tanon. The Tanya, tefillin kozman shemenichon mevarchalim. Every time you put on the tefillin, you have to make a new bracha. Divrei Rebbe. The chamrayim ein mevarch el shachas levad. You make the bracha in the morning, and even if you put on and take off the tefillin, you don't have to make a new bracha. So the Gemara is saying the man domer that says that every time you come into the sukkah you make a new bracha is going to hold like Rebbe. The mandama that says that you only make it once is going to hold like the chachamim. Itmar, Abaya mehilchus karebi, that you make a bracha every time you put on the tefillin. V'rava mehilchus karabonon, that looks like rabbanon, that you make a bracha only once. Amar Rav Mari b'Reid b'Shmuel. Chazin alei l'rava, I observed Rava, the lawyer of a kishmat, so he didn't do like he said, like the rabbanon. Al magdim v'koy v'ayel basic he say. When he got up in the morning, he went to the bathroom, V'nafik, and he left, u'mashik yodeh, and he washed his hands, u'marach tefillin. You're supposed to go to the bathroom before you put on the tefillin, so you should have a clean body. U'mavarech, and he made a bracha when he put on the tefillin. The ki itzrich zimna echrina, if he had to use the bathroom again, ay lebesik yisei, he took off his tefillin, went to the bathroom, v'nafik, u'mashik yodeh, again, leave the bathroom, wash your hands, u'manach tefillin, put on the tefillin, u'mavarech, and make another bracha. V'nan nami karebi avdinon. So we also act like Rebbe, just like Rebbe said that every time you put on the tefillin, you make a new bracha, so too every time you start a new meal, mevarchim kol shiva, you make another bracha, leisha b'sukkah. And this is relevant, that the halacha is that every time you put on the tefillin again, you have to make a new bracha. The Paiskim discuss the shaila, what's going to be the halacha if somebody takes off his talis to go to the bathroom, and then he puts on the talis again, does he make a new bracha on the talis? So the Magen Avraham discusses the shaila, and there are really two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is you can't compare a talis to tefillin. Tefillin, you're not allowed to wear in the bathroom. So therefore, when you take off the tefillin, it's considered an interruption, you have to make a new bracha. A talis, you're not completely taking away the talis from yourself, because when we go to the bathroom, we're still wearing the talis cotton. So therefore, you can't compare a talis to tefillin. The Magen Avraham says the fact that our Gemara compares sukkah to tefillin, the Gemara is saying perhaps that it's not depending if you can or can't do the mitzvah, it depends on how much of an interruption there is. And therefore he says, let's say somebody just leaves the sukkah for a moment. So that's not a hefsik. If let's say you're sitting in the sukkah and you need something from inside the house, and you go inside the house to get something to eat or a safer or whatever, would you make a new leisha b'sukkah? Most places in the Bikur Yaakov says, you don't make another bracha. So the same the talis, when do you make another bracha? This is a very difficult shaila. I saw the Chazon Ish grappled with this shaila, because Yom Kippur, we wear a talis all day. Then we have a break. Some shuls longer break, some shuls a shorter break. The question is, when you come back, do you have to make a new bracha when you put on the talis? Because the Chazon Ish said he doesn't know what's considered the amount that's a hefsik. What I do, and I heard this from my Rebbe, is what you should do is that when you put on the talis in the morning on Yom Kippur, you should have in mind that it's only the bracha should work until I take off the talis. And therefore, once you have that in mind, every time you put on the talis again, you certainly have to make a new bracha. Because if it's a hefsik, it's a hefsik. Then the bracha that you're having in mind can't make something which is a hefsik not into a hefsik. A hefsik is a hefsik. It's a metzias. It's a fact. Continues the Gemara. I saw Rapapa, the call Amos, the man of tefillin, whenever he put on the tefillin, mevarach, he would make a new bracha. Rabbanan debay Rav Ashi, the Rabbanan from Rav Ashi, call Amos the Misham Shemu mevarachi. So the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara is, every time they would check the tefillin was in the right place, that they, because in tefillin there's a issue of Hesach Hadas. So every time they had a Hesach Hadas, they would make a new bracha. And Machloik is Taisus and the Rosh, what bracha they would make. Taisus says that the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma that they would make a bracha when they took off the tefillin of Lishmar Chukov. So that bracha every time they would make here too. The Rosh says they would make the bracha on the tefillin. On the Shayad they would make the Laniach tefillin. On the Shalroish they would make a mitzvah tefillin. We're not noig that way. We're not noig that every time we check our tefillin, we should make a bracha. However, the halacha is that let's say your tefillin go out of their place, and then you put them, and you didn't know that they went out of the place, and then you put them back in the place, the halacha is you should make a bracha again. And separate bracha for Shal Yad and separate bracha for Shal Rosh. So if Shal Rosh goes out of its place, make a bracha for Shal Rosh. If the Yad goes out of its place, you make a bracha for Shal Yad. However, the Ramah says that let's say you move the tefillin, you know, you just move them to put them in the right place, then you don't make a new bracha. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shiva. You make a bracha, the mitzvah of the lulav is all 7 days. Shuv ben Levi, Amr Yoyim Rishin, mitzvah lulav. The first day is a chiv to take the lulav. Mikan elav mitzvah zakenim. Afterwards, it's only the rabbonim. I saw a very interesting ravya. The ravya says, what does the Gemara mean, Rishu ben Levi, that on the other 6 days of Yontif, so most Rishonim say, the Pshat and the Gemara is, since the Chiv and the other days is only the Rabbonin, you don't make a bracha. The Ravya says that on the other 6 days when you take a lulav, you know what bracha you make? Baruch atah Hashem al-Kenim al-Kholam ha-Shikrishonu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu lasois mitzvah zakenim. We have to do what Chazal tell us. Rav Yitzchak Omer, kol yoyim mitzvah zakenim. Every day it's only the Rabbonin. Ask the Gemara, I feel Yom Rishon, even the first day it's only the Rabbanan. For Kaimlam, the Yom Rishon, the Raisa, the first day is a Chiv, the Raisa. Answer the Gemara, Eim Abami Yom Rishon. The first day, Rabbi Yitzchak will agree, is the Raisa. Ask the Gemara, Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. It's the exact same thing Rabbi Shimon Levi said. Answer the Gemara, Eim the Chenom Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Shimon Levi agree. V'af Rav, Sava Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. That all 7 days we make a bracha, even though it's a drabonon on the other 6 days. Dom Rav Chiyah Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Hamadlik Ne'er Shel Chanukah, which is only a drabonon, Tzorach Levorach. Rabbi Yirmiyah goes a step further. Haroyin Ne'er Shel Chanukah. The halacha is that if you just see the Chanukah menorah, Tzorach Levorach. However, let's discuss this halacha. Haroya means only if you're not going to light yourself. Let's say you're walking home from work, and there's Chanukah menorah is lit on your way home, but you're going home and you're going to light your own Chanukah menorah, you don't make a bracha. You'll make a bracha when you light the menorah. Moreover, let's say you're not going to light your own menorah, but let your family in your home, they're lighting the menorah, you're not there, you still don't make a bracha. Taisus says, why did the Gemara say by Chanukah there's a new halacha that if you just see the Chanukah lecht, you make a bracha? So Taisus says for two reasons. One is that's chavivus hanes. Chanukah represents a nes, so we show how much we appreciate the nes. Another reason Taisus says it was very common that people did not light their own Chanukah menorah. So that's why we make a bracha when roya. I saw interesting shaila. Let's say the only Chanukah menorah you saw is the menorah lit in shul. The lighting of a menorah in shul is only a minute. Do you make a, and you only a royal, do you make a bracha on that? It's Machloikas Minchas Alaza and Igris Moshe. Minchas Alaza says that you don't, Ramosha says you do. But I saw interesting tshuva from the Pnei Maven. The Pnei Maven says, let's say you come to shul, let's say you hold like Ramosha, and you come to shul Friday night, And by the time you see the Chanukah menorah, it would be too late to light the menorah. Can you make a bracha al tzaroya? So Pnei Noivin says that in a time you can't light the menorah, you can't make a bracha for roya. Then I saw an interesting thing from the Steichemet. The Steichemet says, we know that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that the chiyuv of Chanukah menorah is only for half an hour. So let's say this menorah was already lit a half an hour. So there's no mitzvah in this menorah. So you don't make a bracha on haroya. Rabbi Kiva Eger is very bothered with this. He says, you don't know. When you walk by a menorah, you don't know how long it was on. So how's the Gemara relevant? So most Paiskim disagree. They say, when I light the menorah, I light it l'shem mitzvah. Even though I have in mind, even if it's going to be on for more than half an hour, and the din of haroya applies as long as the menorah is on. My mevarach, what bracha do you make? Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon Amalek mevarach Sholosh. The Amalek makes three brachas. Asher Rishon Tzotz Alalek Ne'er Shal Chanukah, Shechiyonu and Shasa Nisim. Haroi mevarach Shtayim, because you can't make Lahavlek Ne'er, you're not lighting yourself. Mikan Ve'elech, the next night, Amalek mevarach Shtayim, there's no Shechiyonu, V'roi mevarach Achas. But the halach is that if you don't make the Shechiyonu the first night, then you can make Shechiyonu any other night. On my mevarach, because the bracha says lahavlik, you're not lighting. On my mevarach, baruch hashem k'shem tzos tzvon lahavlik ner shel chanukah. Ve'echin tzivonu, there's no mitzvah in the Torah, miloy tzosser. V'nachma yitzhak omesh al avicha v'yagetcha. So I saw a beautiful word from the Sfasemis. What is this machloikis for the basis for the mitzvah of Chanukah? Sfasemis explains there are two types of drabonins. There's certain drabonins that are here as a gzeir to protect the deraisa. Something is not shatnes mideraisa, it's only shatnes mideraisa. Chazal did not want us to come to do shatnes deraisa. Certain drabonins have no basis in the Torah. They're entirely new concepts created by the drabonin. The Tanakhama holds, it makes no difference what type of a drabonin it is. All drabonins fall under the category of loisosim. Rav Huna on the Rav Nachman Yitzchak holds a drabbanan which is here to protect the raisa is loy saser. A drabbanan which is entirely new concept like Chanukah is shalavicha v'yagetcha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak matzim la behedya amirav kol shiva mitzvahs luluf. All 7 days we make a bracha on the luluf. Tana abonim. Hoy sesukal atzma amir baruch shechiyonu. Nichnas leishiva amir baruch shekrishonu. Hoy sesu v'emedes. Let's say your sukkah was standing. Im yochel chadish beidover, if you can make something new, achlokes rishonim, what does that mean? Some rishonim mean it has to be in the schach. Some say it could be even in the walls, because the sukkah has to have walls. And some say it could even be in the noy sukkah. Mevar, varach, imlav, if not, l'chashich nespoi, leishim, leishiv. L'chashich nespoi, mevar shtayim, the leishiv, the sukkah, and the shachiyonim. Om Rav Ashi, Chazina Leil Rav Kahana, Aisor Rav Kahana, the Kamalu Lekula Kasa the Kedusha. He made all the brachas like we do, not when you built the sukkah, not when you make the lulav, but when you sit in the sukkah and when you take the lulav the first time. Why? So Rishonim explained, in those times not everybody had their own sukkah. So if you would make the bracha when you make the sukkah, most people would not make a bracha. So they said you should make the bracha when you sit down in the sukkah on Yontif. There's a machloikis in Chutz Laaretz. The first night, we make first the Leishah of a Sukkah and then the Shechiyonu, because we want the Shechiyonu to go on the Sukkah. The Ramah says on the second night, we make the Shechiyonu and then the Leishah of a Sukkah, because we don't need the Shechiyonu to go on the Sukkah, because we already made a Shechiyonu on the Sukkah, so the Shechiyonu is on Yontif, so we make it right after Kiddush. Although the Mishnah Berurah does quote that some people, even on the second night, make a Leishah of a Sukkah and then a Shechiyonu. I saw interesting ritva. It's a very interesting ritva. He said, the ritva says, if you want to avoid the shayla, because the Gemara here says, twice in this Amid, that when you make the sukkah, you should make a bracha. Or when you tie the lulav, you should make a bracha. How do you avoid the shayla? Don't make your own sukkah. Have somebody else make the sukkah for you. Because the Gemara says, oisa sukkah la'atzmai. If you don't make it for yourself, you don't have any shayla. The same for the lulav. The Gemara says, la'atzmai, both times. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say somebody has a number of mitzvahs to do at the same time. You just say tzvon al mitzvahs, even though it's a number of mitzvahs. For each mitzvah, you make a separate bracha, individually. However, the Pais can say that's only if there are different mitzvahs. But let's say you have to do the same mitzvah twice. Mechslosa discusses a shayla, let's say you're a moil, and you're going to do one bris right after the other. So then, since it's the same bracha, you only make it once. That's why he says if a moil is making two bris milas in the shul at the same time, the second child should not be brought in when the first child has the mila, and therefore you can make a separate bracha. There's a very famous Rashi here. Rashi gives an example of mitzvahs harbe. How do you have many mitzvahs? He says, lita luluf, you have a luluf, leish besukkah, leniach tefillin, and lesata betzitzis. So here, Rabbi Kivega brings a ride that Rashi holds, you're supposed to wear tefillin a cholamoid. So the Aruch Haner says that the Rai is not such a strong Rai. He says you have to know how to put a period into Rashi. The way to understand Rashi is lita lulav leisha basukkah, period, and then laniach tefillin sat, that's on cholamoid. And laniach tefillin sat betzitzis is another situation on every day. Amrav zayir v'tayim rav chanina ba papa. Hilchasak rav Yehuda, dalachasak rav Yehuda, you have to make a separate bracha on each mitzvah. V'amrav zayir v'tayim rav chanina ba papa. My time rav Yehuda, that you make a separate bracha. T'ksiv baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. So the question is, v'chi b'yoyim avachar mesod, we only thank HaKadosh Baruch by day, u'b'layla eim avachar mesod, abo loyim l'cha to teach us, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, ten loyim yoyim b'chol. So for everything, give a separate bracha. Hachanami, every day give a separate bracha, hachanami, b'chol dova v'dova, ten loyim yoyim b'chol. By us, humans, kli reikon machzik, mole ene machzik. An empty vessel you can fill up, a filled vessel you can't fill up. Al midas kodesh baruch hu, just the opposite, mole machzik, somebody who's full of Torah, could absorb more Torah, reikon ene machzik. Somebody who's empty cannot absorb Torah. Shnema, v'hoya im shmoya tishma. Im shmoya, if you learn tishma, you'll learn more. Memlav like tishma. Ask Reb Chaim V'lozhiner, so how will you ever begin to learn? It says only if you know, you can continue. But how do you start? So he says, the pasuk says, Reish is chachma, yiras Hashem. If a person starts with yiras shamayim, then he'll be able to learn. And the Dibbur Magid explains, the difference between Torah and a book that you read. A book that you read the book, you know the story. Torah, every time you learn, you find new pshatim, you go deeper. There's no such thing as to learn the same Gemara twice without something new. Davacher, im shemaya b'yoshon, tishma b'chadosh. If you will review what you learn, tishma b'chadosh, you'll be able to learn new. Vim yifne levavcha, if you will not review what you learned, shuv ein tishma, you'll never be able to learn new. There's a very nice vart from the Gra. The Gra says, So he says, Mesa Ozna Mishmaya. If somebody refuses to review, because what does he say? I already learned. Gam Tfilosa Teva. What do we do when we daven? We daven 3 times a day. For every tefillah, we daven for the same thing. Gezun, Panos, Nachas. We ask for the same thing. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you don't want to review, so I don't want to hear the same tefillah all the time either. Mesa Ozna Mishmaya. If you don't review, Gam Tfilosa Teva, then don't keep on repeating it freely either. We learned in the Mishnah, Miyat Tanoikis, immediately we saw two pshatim, the Tanoikis after Hashanah Rabbah take their esrogim to eat him. The Gemara begins a discussion now. What is the status of the esrog on the seventh day after you took it in the morning? On Shmini Atzeres, and on Simchas Torah, and what is the status of the Sukkah? So as the Rishonim explain, we're talking about Muksa. But this is not the classical case of Muksa. The classical case of Muksa is on Shabbos. That we know that everything that we use on Shabbos has to be Mukhan, has to be prepared before Shabbos. Here we're talking about something which is Huksel Mitzvosai. It was designated for a mitzvah. And that's another form of Muksa. And the question is, how far does that Muksa go? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog B'Shvi Osir. On the rest, since it was designated for mitzvah on Hashanah Rabbah, the rest of the day it's Asr, v'shmini, but on the eighth day, where it's no mitzvah to take the Esrog on Shmini Atzeres, it's Mutter. Sukkah, afilu b'shmini Asur, even on Shmini Atzeres is Asr. Tomorrow we'll explain soon why. V'shlokisham Esrog afilu b'shvili minami Mutter. Even after you take the Dalaminim in the morning, once you did the mitzvah, it's Mutter.
Says the Gemara, Mike Mifki. Mass Sova l'mitzvah, Rish Lakish Sova was designated for the mitzvah. Once I completed doing the mitzvah, it's not muksa. I could use it myself. Mass Sova, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that even something which is only hooks l'mitzvah soy, we have the concept of migad eskatsoy l'yoyma, eskatsu l'kul yoyma, becomes a muksa for the whole day. Mass Sova l'kul yoyma eskatsoy. We learned in our Mishnah, the children immediately eat their esrig. My love, who didn't look doylem? So you see a lot of eat the esrig already, Hashanah Rabbah, in the morning. Says the Gemara, loy, tonight dafka. Only the esrigim of the children are eaten in the morning. The other, the esrigim of gdoylem, may not be eaten on a Shana Rabba. Ikadamri, Eser Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Miyara Tanoikis Shain Tumas Lulavayim, Verichlan Esrugayim. Tanoikis in, Dafka the Esrugim of the Tanoikis. Gedoilim Loi, but the Esrugim of the Gedoilim seem to be Muksa, says Rish Lakish, who are din the Gedoilim. Even the Esrugim of the Gedoilim are not Muksa. So why did the Mishnah, mention the Esrogim of the Tanoikis? Ucha the Mishnah Ketani, the Ketaikis, they don't have patience. Immediately they eat up the Esrogim after the davening of Shana Rabbah. But truthfully, says the Shlokish, that Allah would even apply to the Esrogim of the Gedolim. The Shalomesh says, how do you know what's an Esrog of a Godel and what's an Esrog of a Cotton? So Shalmeshu says, obviously, even if you're buying an esrig for cotton, you don't have to buy him such a nice esrig. You could tell the difference. Amalei Rapapa L'Abaya. So Papa asks Abaya, L'Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Sukkah, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Sukkah on the eighth day is Muksa, Maishna Esrig. Why the Esrig on Shemini Atzeres is not muksa? Omle, sukkah the chazal ben Hashmoshes. Sukkah you have to use, let's say, going from the seventh day to the eighth day, ben Hashmoshes. You want to eat a meal. Why would you have to eat that meal? Since we know ben Hashmoshes is a suffix that it's still day, you would have to eat that meal in the sukkah. Sukkah the chazal ben Hashmoshes. Sukkah which you have to eat in ben Hashmoshes. These Sramli Sudasa, if you will want to eat a meal in that time, boy Mesa Bagavo or Mechel Bagavo, you would have to sit and eat it in the sukkah. It's Katsala Benishmoshes. So the sukkah is considered Huksala Mitzvasai for the Benishmoshes period between the seventh and eighth day. Says the Gemara, Omega this Katsala Benishmoshes, since it's Muksa for that period, it's Katsala Kula Yoyma the Shmini. It remains Muksa for all the Shmini Atzeres. However, Esrig, the loy chazil ben Hashmoshes. You don't take the Esrig ben Hashmoshes, it's already too late. Lois katsoi le ben Hashmoshes. So din become muksa ben Hashmoshes. Vloy lois katsoi le kula yoyim de shvi. And therefore, on Shemini Atzeres, it's not muksa. So the Tosfos on Daf Yud. I think we spoke out the Tosfos when we learned Daf Yud. Tosfos asks, halach lemais. Ben Hashmoshes of the seventh day. Is the Esrig still muksa? Of course it is. Because we consider Bein Hashmoshes possibly as the seventh day. So if it's Muksa on the seventh day, so at that period, why doesn't the rule of Migad Eskatsoy L'Bein Hashmoshes Eskatsoy L'Kula Yoyim kick in? So Taisus answers, there's a difference why something is Muksa Bein Hashmoshes. Sometimes it's Muksa only because it's an extension of the day, and sometimes it's Muksa because it's own independent Muksa. An Esrog that's Muksa, Bein Hashmoshes of the seventh day, is not because its own independent Muksa status. It's because the Bein Hashmoshes is a continuation of the seventh day. That type of Muksa does not have the ability to extend to the next day. However, the Sukkah, which is independently Muksa during that time, why? Because as the Gemara just explained, if you'd want to eat a meal, you would have to eat it in the Sukkah. Therefore, on that Muksa, we say, Migdus Katzal Ben Hashmoshes. Right, but the Esrog you couldn't take in that time because it's a Suffolk Lila. Says the Gemara. V'levi Oima, Esrog Afilu B'Shmini Asr. Esrog is even Muksa on the eighth day. So it's Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos why. Rashi explains that Levi takes the concept of Migudis Gatsoi further than Tosfos. And Rashi explains that Levi is saying, Halach l'maisa, is the Esrig Muksa Bein Hashmashas? Yes. So says Levi, once it's Muksa Bein Hashmashas, it doesn't make a difference to us. Why? We say the concept of Migudis Gatsoi. Tosfos, l'shitasoi, can't say that. So Tosfos explains, why does Levi hold that the Esrig is Muksa on Shmini Atzeres? So Tosfos says that since the Sukkah is Muksa Bein Hashmashas on Shmini Atzeres, so Levi said, if we're going to make the Esrig not Muksa and the Sukkah Muksa, people are going to get confused. So that's why Levi says, treat the Esrig as we treat the Sukkah, and if the Sukkah is Muksa on Shmini Atzeres, so too is the Esrig. Come avud the Shmuel b'shitza de Levi. Avud the Shmuel had like Levi. Come Rav Zeira b'shitza de avud the Shmuel. Dom Rav Zeira, Esrig shenishla, asa l'achla kol shiva. Only for the 7 days, not for Shmini Atzeres. Amr Rav Zeira, says Rav Zeira, le'likni inish hashana le'yunuka b'yoyim etan v'kama. A person should not, we know that on the first day of Yontif, there's a din of lechem. We spoke about it many times. You have to own your dalaminim. A child has the ability to be koina, to acquire something, but not sell something. So if you give your child your dalaminim, he won't be able to give it back to you. He has the ability to acquire something, but he doesn't have the ability to sell something. If you gave it to your child first, it's not your lulav. So the Ritva explains, this is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's very simple. What do? In Eretz Yisrael, the din of lechem is only on the first day. So first use your own dalaminim. Even if afterwards you'll give it to the child, it wouldn't be a problem, because you don't have to have lechem on the other days. But we in Chutz Laretz, that we have a din of lechem on both first days, so what are you supposed to do? If you're going to give, even if you'll take the dalaminim first, once you give it to your child, then the second day you won't have lechem. So that's what Rav Moshe says, you should buy your children their own dalaminim. Others explain a number of approaches. First of all, the Ritva says that this din is only a child that doesn't have his own intelligence. Once a child comes to the age of pu'utais, even though he's not bar mitzvah, they have the ability to acquire and sell back. Then there's an interesting Ritva, based on a Gemara we learn. What do we learn you're supposed to do? You're supposed to make a matana las lahachzer. Why is the matana las lahachzer? I'm giving it to you, and you're supposed to give it back to me. If you don't give it back to me, it was never yours in the first place. So he says, give it to the child with a matana manas lahachzer. He can't give it back to you. If he can't give it back to you, it was never his. And therefore, you have no problem. But the Ran disagrees with Ritva. He says, that condition that I'm giving to you a matana manas lahachzer, if you give it back to me, it is a matana. If you don't give it back to me, it's not. Only works with somebody that could have theoretically given it back to you. Where you know up front that the person you're giving it to can never give it back to you, this condition would not work. So what should you do if you don't want to buy your children their own dalaminim? There are two eitzes in the Paiskim. One is that when he takes the dalaminim, you should hold it with him. Never leave it in his hands by himself. Or don't give it to him. Lend it to him. What's the problem with that approach? Because we learned that an Esrog HaShol, you can't be Mekayim with the mitzvah with. And we also discussed many times that when a child does a mitzvah, he's supposed to do the mitzvah b'shleimus, perfectly. Here, he's not doing it the right way, because he's not yoytzu an esrog hashol. So then there's two mehalchim, and the mefarshim explain it. They say when we say a mitzvah you're supposed to do, even with a child for chinuch perfectly, that's in the mitzvah itself. That means you can't give a child an esrog that's pasul. This is not in the esrog itself, it's a peripheral. There is no din like that. Rabbi Reuven explains it like this. He says there's a famous machloikis. What is the mitzvah chinuch, Rav Reuven Grzovsky? Is the mitzvah chinuch on the father, or is the mitzvah chinuch on the child? If the mitzvah chinuch is in the child, then the child has to do it perfectly. But if the mitzvah chinuch is on the father, then those rules don't apply. V'amr Rav Zeira, lo leima initially nuka, do you have an loch midi, v'lo yavle? Don't tell a child you're giving him something, and then don't give it to him. Das l'gmur shikra, because he's going to learn to lie. Shnemar, limdu l'shonim davar shekar.
So the Mefarshim ask, why does Gemara have to say Limda Lashonim Lava Sheker? The pasuk says the Gemara should have said you're not allowed to lie. But Vash Sheker Tirchak. So Mefarshim is explaining like this: sometimes you're lying with a purpose. I'm telling the child I'm giving him the Dalam Minim because I want him to do the mitzvah. He should know it's Lachem. So even though my intention is very honorable, still teaching a child something which is untrue is wrong because it's a bad chinuch. Says the Gemara, we go back to the machlokes about esrog being muktzah or not. We plucked the Rabbi Yochanan Shimon ben Lakish. Itma hifresh shiva esrogim v'shiva yomim. If you separated seven esrogim every day, a different esrog. Amar Rav kol achas v'achas yoytz bav achlul alter. After you do the mitzvah, you could use it. It's not muktz for the whole yontif. Vasi amar kol achas v'achas yoytz bav oichloy lemocher. That day migeres katzoy memaykum efkli. It's used for the mitzvah. Once it's no longer needed for the mitzvah, you could use it. It's designated for the entire day. Ask the Gemara. V'nan, we in Chutz Laretz, this land Tzai Yoyma, that we have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, Heichav Dinan, Omer by Shmini, Sofik Shvi, on Shmini Atzeres, which we celebrate, it's a Shaila if it's the seventh day, Yontif, or it's the sixth, or it's the eighth day Yontif, Osir, Chi, Sofik Shmini, on Simchas Torah, Mutter. Merei Mama, Afila Shmini, Sofik Shvi, even on Shmini Atzeres, it's Mutter. Besura Avdik Merema, and Sumura they acted like Merema, they did not treat Desrug as Mukso. Rav Sheish Breder of Idi Ovi Kabaya, that it is Mukso on Shmini Atzeres, Vilchus Kabaya, and that indeed is the Halacha.